Hello and welcome to The Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're building, buying, or designing your next project, we got you covered here at The Home Building Hero. We're coming to you live today from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. And today's topic is housing in 2020, the year in review. Hi, I'm David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes and your host here at The Home Building Hero. Thank you again to everyone that has tuned in this year to The Home Building Hero for your support. If you haven't already, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. So we're talking today about 2020 and whew, what a year it was, right? It was a crazy year for housing and for everybody, right? I mean, this is going to be one of the weirdest years we've ever had. And I think many people will look back on this year and remember all the crazy things that happened. Some of it not too fondly, but for housing and for real estate, it was actually a very good year. And it didn't look that way, and it certainly didn't start out that way. And we'll talk about that a little bit. And I always look forward to doing this. So this episode is kind of, we've talked about some statistics from the year. I've got a lot of statewide statistics here for Wisconsin, a few national stats as well. So just kind of give you a perspective on our market here and what's going on. So we just kind of are looking back and how did things go for the year? What really happened? And then we will be having a new episode coming up very soon, which will be the 2021 housing forecast. And I always like to do those as well. And that gives me an opportunity to study a lot of data and kind of give you my perspective on where I think the market will go in the coming year. But before we do that, it's important that we look back. So that's exactly what we're doing today. So let's take a look at this and talk about a few things. So obviously, two really big things hit my mind right away if you talk about 2020 rather. First thing is, of course, the pandemic. And that was obviously a massive disruption on markets, employment, construction, everything across the board, all the industries, travel, restaurants, you name it, we're hit hard by this, and families, of course, as well. So my thoughts go out to anyone that's been struggling during this time. I feel for you, and things are getting better, and keep your head up. For anyone that's been in this industry, it was tough as well, and it's been a weird year, so we'll talk about that. And then, of course, we have the election year. And election years are always kind of wonky for home building and real estate. A lot of people hold off on their big purchases during an election year. And of course, this year was one of the most tumultuous elections that we've seen. And, it's still, although we have an outcome, it's contested and a lot of drama surrounding that as well. But that has not tempered the market at all. It's been very interesting to watch how this has been playing out. So let's just talk in general about a few things. So I looked up some Wisconsin stats specifically, since that's the state that I'm from, and it's interesting to kind of note, and then we'll talk about some national stats. But so far, year to year, our November compared to November last year, our home sales are up 15% year to year. That's amazing. Normally, this is the time of year when things are winding down. There's not a lot of stuff happening. In addition, median prices of homes in Wisconsin have went up 15.8%. So prices are rising. There's a demand for housing. And if you look at the year overall, so not just November to November, but if you take, the full year, January to November so far, we don't have the December data yet, and you compare that to the previous year, overall sales are up 5.7% during an election year, during a pandemic. That is crazy. You would think it would be way down because when the year started, it was looking like it was going to be a down year or maybe tread water with housing. And then the pandemic hit and it was like, no, this is going to be a really down year. Bat in the hatches, everyone. This is going to be bad. And it didn't happen. What happened is the first couple months of the year starts were not happening. When things got shut down, people were not going out and buying houses. Everyone was kind of stuck at home. Everyone was hunkering down for the long haul, wasn't sure what this was going to be. And so what's occurred was that there was really the first quarter, even beyond that, the first kind of 5 months of the year were almost like written off. Like there was nothing happening. And then, like specifically here in Wisconsin, our lockdown order, which was determined to be illegal, was lifted. And people started getting back to business. And for us, it got crazy. We kind of planned our year that once the pandemic hit, that, you know, we may not sell much the rest of the year. So let's build accordingly. So we stripped down a lot of our services. We laid off a couple people and we're kind of battening down the hatches. And then the lockdown lifted, and within 2 weeks, all of a sudden we had sold 5 condos and all these people were kind of come out and looking, and we just started moving product, and it was one here, one there, and we were busy. And quite honestly, from June to now, we were just been flying, you know, just doing what we can to handle the business. And then we looked back, and even though we didn't have much happen the first, you know, 5 months of the year, the second half was so good, it made up for it. And we actually increased our sales year over year by well over, double digits now. So we're very excited about that. It's been great. And it turned out to be a very good year. And we're seeing that not only, you know, statewide, but we're also seeing that nationally. And that's been kind of the story for a lot of people. But there's a lot of reasons for that. So overall, sales have been up for homes. And interest rates are interesting as well, because 1 year ago, the rates are 1% lower than the year before. 1% lower. No one thought that. Everyone thought the rates were going to kind of start to creep up a little bit this year, and they're not. They went down because of the pandemic. So what does that mean? Well, if you're borrowing $200,000 for a home, that means you have $100 more per month that you can afford. That means, you know, if you just refinanced and you were down 1%, that means you have $100 more per month in your pocket. So people are using that money to buy houses. And it makes sense, right? We are, you know, had a pandemic and people can't go out and do things. People are stuck at home. And when you spend that much time at home, you start to realize the things that you want to change, or maybe it's not adequate for you. And it causes dissatisfaction. And dissatisfaction then makes people want to move. And it was interesting because when the pandemic hit, I kind of postulated that housing was going to be a good investment. I postulated that, you know, people were going to maybe make their homes a little bit bigger, you know, and they were going to be updating their homes and things like that. And, you know, I thought that was, you know, probably going to happen, but not to the level of what's happened here. And so we've just seen people moving and moving at a rapid rate here. So it's just been crazy. Like right now in the real estate market in here in Wisconsin, we only have 2.8 months of inventory on the market. 2.8 months. That is not a lot of available homes. What does that mean when you have that little bit of inventory on the market? Well, that means people are going to probably look towards building. And that's exactly what's happened. We've seen a lot of people start turning their attention towards building. Even though building was a little bit more expensive, that median price of the homes going up 15%, guess what? Those new homes don't look so bad anymore. And nationally, this is very interesting. So for 2020, the national median sale price on a home has now climbed to $317,000 median price nationally for a home. That's quite a bit. That is a huge increase over previous years. And of course, our GDP is projected to go up about 2.5% in the next period here. So that's a nice, healthy climb. Obviously, we had the negative GDP growth in Q2, and then the huge V-curve bounce back on GDP in Q3. And those are all shaping up to be, you know, now leveling off and kind of getting back to normal levels. So as far as housing starts and things like that, we talked a little bit about real estate, but let's talk about housing starts. So for 2020, we are just shy of 1 million housing starts nationally. 999,000 home starts nationwide. If we really close strong here at the end of the year, we could push that million. And I think originally a lot of the prognosticators were thinking 900,000 for home starts. So we've added nearly 100,000 more, and that means that sales are up nationally 25.8%. That's amazing, and much larger than obviously the year before, which wasn't predicted. It was predicted to be kind of about the same, more of the same from the previous year because we had the election and things like that, but it actually went up higher. And a lot of that is because of the pandemic, because of the rioting in the urban areas. We're seeing that suburban shift. We're seeing people get out of those city areas because a couple reasons, right? There's nothing to do in the city. You can't really go out and go out to eat and do all the things and the entertainment that you perhaps wanted. Obviously, you've had the violence in some of the metropolitan areas. So people are like, you know, forget it. I'm moving out to the country, and they're buying houses. And then, of course, the low interest rates, that motivates people as well. And then, of course, the pandemic. Hey, it's safer to be in a home than a big building with lots of people. So all those things have really inflated the housing market and the housing stats and pushed people into the housing market maybe a little sooner than they anticipated. Now, some other interesting stats and national things that I want to talk about really quickly. Let's talk about a couple of the big things that affect our industry. Lumber. Lumber was crazy in 2020. I mean, you look at charts for 2020, you're going to go, what the heck happened there? And it's exactly what happened, right? Lumber was around $440 per thousand board feet at the beginning of the year. That's a fairly normal level for lumber. Once the pandemic hit and the lumber mill shut down, figuring there wasn't going to be any demand, well, there was demand, and projects were still being built. Home building was considered essential, so homes were still being built. And then guess what? While that was going on, people were buying lumber like crazy, and they're fixing up their home. And lumber prices shot up. By October, the board price of lumber was $950, somewhere in there, per thousand board feet of lumber in October. Ridiculous. Over double the cost. It was adding $16,000 to an average home just for lumber cost. Obviously, Department of Justice got involved. Work was done. And the National Association of Home Builders did a lot of work at the Capitol as well. And we started to see those prices climb down $700. And as of now, the low to mid $500 per thousand board feet is the current pricing for lumber. So that's a good thing. It has come down, still a little bit high, should be more in that $400 range. And, you know, that has been good that that has come down and those prices have been reduced on lumber. And we, of course, got a reduction in the Canadian tariff from 20% down to 9%. And that should hopefully push those numbers even a little closer down. Hopefully, we'll be hitting into the 400s very soon. And that will keep housing affordable so we can keep building homes for people. So that's another interesting thing. Another kind of interesting thing is lot creation. We are really lagging on lot creation. I don't have national data at this point. I'll work on getting some. But statewide, the last few years, we've been only creating 900, you know, lots in my 7-county area, and we're permitting 4,000 homes plus a year in that area. So that is a big concern that we're going to run short of lots. And housing starts in Wisconsin overall. Last year we had about 7,800 new home starts. This year, almost 80, we're one shy, 8,900 home starts in the state. So we're up over 1,000 permits for the year. So that has been fantastic to see, given all the challenges, all the things going on, that people are still building homes. So yes, it was a great investment. It's going to continue to be a great investment for a while. I'm told interest rates are going to stay modest for the next year. They may go up. We'll have to watch two things. One would be the effect of the vaccines. if things really open up around the country and the vaccine is highly effective, what we're going to see is some big economic growth. They may then bump the interest rates up slightly, but I don't believe they're going to want to bump the interest rates up a whole lot. And the reason for that is simple. They don't want to bump the rates up too high just because they don't want to all of a sudden kill the market. They want to make sure that we're getting people back working and productive and earning income. And then, of course, the stimulus is the other kind of X factor. There was a stimulus bill passed just recently by the House and the Senate. President sounds like he's going to veto it and sending it back for some modifications because there was way too much spending on foreign countries and not enough going into what was the origin of the bill, which was an economic stimulus for people affected by COVID this year. So that'll be interesting to watch where that happens in the next few, you know, next week or so here to see if that passes, if there is an economic stimulus that will also kind of boost and put more money into people's pockets and keep the economy moving along. So lots of stuff this year, lots of stuff happening. And it's been one of those crazy roller coaster years. Even if you look at like sales and permit data, the chart is just crazy. It's not like a linear curve or anything. It started off just completely bottomed out and it stayed low. And then all of a sudden it started to shoot up and then it went down and then it shot up again and it went down. And it was like almost every other month starts were going up and then they went down and they went up and went down. And it's partly because it's like when you turn on a hose, I relate this example to turning on a hose, right? If you just turn the dial and turn the water all the way on, what happens? It kind of comes out sputtering, right? You get kind of a gush of water and then it stops and you get another gush of water and it stops and you get another gush and then it starts coming out at a normal flow. And that's exactly what happens with construction. You can't just turn the dial all the way on. You have to sort of, okay, hey, we got a bunch of sales. Okay, we got to work on these and then you get them into production. Oh, okay, now we got to get some more sales and there's a little bit of a lag and then, okay, now we get these into production. So there's this sort of up and down, and that's really what's happened with construction. And that's why you've seen permit data kind of jump up and jump down. Even on the real estate end, you've kind of seen the same thing where sales are kind of up a bit and then they're down a little bit and then they're up. It's just been sort of this nonstop kind of sputtering from zero to 100, you know? And you can't just go that fast that quickly. There's things that kind of fall apart in between. It's not a nice gradual climb. So that's why we've seen the stats and the numbers bump around. But overall, you know, without spoiling content for 2021 forecast, things are looking pretty good for housing this next year. So stay tuned for that. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast if you're not already so you can hear my 2021 housing forecast. And once again, I want to say happy holidays to each and every one of you that have turned into the Home Building Hero. We appreciate your support. We appreciate the growth that we've seen on this podcast. And we're ever so grateful to all our partners, not only all our guests this year, but our partners, BuildBook and Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Thank you for your support of the program. If you do want to reach out, if you do want to be part of this program, shoot me an email, homebuildinghero@yahoo.com. And I would be glad to have a conversation with you guys. Once again, I am David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, and we'll talk to you very soon.